c'est moi, c'est tu, c'est fille.
Well, we've had an interior designer. We've talked to the manufacturer. Now let's talk to the guys that install the hard surfaces. And Casey with Aztec Marble and Granite joining us on the line. I know y'all are familiar with Cambria. It's one of a number of different products y'all have installed. Over the years, how many different types of services, surfaces, material-wise, have you messed with?
Hi, Romy.
I should have asked you last night so you had time to count it up. I mean, you've been all over the world learning different processes and seeing different mining quarries, and you're never one to shy away from a new challenge.
No, not at all. Multiple. I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't tell you how many natural stones there are. And I apologize. I don't recall the rep from Cambria's name, but she was a delight. She was right. There's lots of stone surfaces, that can be porous and all kinds of. Sorry, my other line beeped. All kinds of surfaces that can be porous and. As far as natural stone, but engineered stone, they can be kind of a dime a dozen, but mostly for us as a fabricator, it has a lot to do with not just quality, because from our perspective, I don't want to throw a loop, but it tends to all seem to be the same when we're fabricating, meaning grinding, cutting, water jetting, whatever. But the biggest thing for us as a fabricator is we're kind of, for lack of a better term, the middleman. And we lean on our suppliers, our vendors, to be supportive. And that's probably the most key thing for us as a fabricator, which is why Cambria has been used so much for Rosie remodeling. And more so recently, they've become a little bit more prominent for us, because not only just made in America, that's kind of a big thing right now. I mean, it's always been a big thing, but Cambria has kind of taken a prominent role in Made in the USA, and
And you were mentioning just with the tariffs, that's kind of,
last night when we were talking, the tariffs and the things that have happened politically, which have been restrictive for, imports for materials that have been quartz, from China, Asia, wherever they come from. So
the wait time on certain windows that have aluminum frames is months waiting for the materials to get in. So
if something is on back order, I mean, there's particular brands that might, if something's not readily available, it's not coming from, I don't know, Houston or Minnesota, like where Cambria had mentioned. It's a little bit more readily available, and I would say that Cambria has become a very growing company, and it has become more accessible. In the past, I might have been more reluctant to lean one way or another as far as a particular brand, and without mentioning any brands. The branding has become, or always has been, really, as far as a fabricator is concerned, with whether they have a sales team or not, or whomever is presenting the engineered stone, the branding is kind of the biggest thing. You know, everybody looks through a magazine, they see a particular brand name, and they see a color in a kitchen in a picture laid
just
out.
Branding aside, I mean, that brand name, just the material itself and how it compares to other options.
You know what?
Available.
But just to start with the branding, sometimes that just sticks in people's heads. There has been a little bit of a, at least from a fabricator's perspective, my perspective, I have been convinced about certain things that might make an engineered stone better than another.
And we've got about 30 seconds left to wrap up this hour. Well, y'all have a great showroom down by the ballpark.
Downtown, 1234 South 8th Street. It's appointment only, but anyway.
Really a nice little diamond in the rough that you wouldn't expect traveling through the area. So if you want to see some examples of hard surfaces, KC Shop would be a great part. They've been a Rosie on the House certified partner for over 10 years and have been a great help when it comes to solid surfaces. We'll be back next Saturday morning, 7 o'clock sharp. Between now and then, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.